So in the story of Zacchaeus, really have like playing out for us some very just the fundamental movements of the Christian life. So I want to take a closer look at that this morning. So with Zacchaeus, we have a man who knows a little bit about Jesus. He knows enough about Jesus to be curious. Like he knows there's more. He wants to know more about Jesus. He wants to see Jesus. So he's out there seeking Jesus, but then there's the crowd, right? There's an obstacle. There's an obstacle in his way. He can't see through the crowd. So because he's so curious, he perseveres, right? He finds another way. And he goes, he climbs a tree. And now, like, after climbing the tree, the crowd is no longer a barrier. So now he can see Jesus, and Jesus can see him. And Jesus comes to him and calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree, for today I must stay at your house. Zacchaeus, today I want to enter into your life. And Zacchaeus, so struck by this encounter with Jesus, is moved to complete repentance, and his life is changed. So what are those fundamental movements there? We've got a person who is seeking God, right? It's fundamental in all of us. It's deep down within us to want to seek God. So we have a person who wants to seek God. We have something that gets in the way of us seeking God. Then we have our way around it, right? We persevere, which allows us to encounter Jesus, which moves us to repentance, and our life has changed. So it's fundamental movements in the Christian life. We see this played out time and time again. In the story of Zacchaeus, we see it very powerfully. We also see it this way if you look at different people's conversion stories over the years, you hear the stories of conversion. You see this played out in this powerful way. Maybe your own conversion story, you have it played out in this powerful way, which is great. It's a beautiful thing. But it might give us the feeling that this is a one and done sort of a situation. But that's not the truth. The reality is these fundamental movements in the Christian life, they play out in our life time and time again throughout our entire life. You know, year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day, these movements play out in our life and in our heart. So if that's the case, then what are the players in this movement, right? So we have you and I, right? We're seeking Jesus. We've got Jesus, and we've got the crowd. So what is the crowd? The crowd is going to be anything in your life that keeps you from being able to see Jesus. Whatever it is in your life keeping you from Jesus, that's your crowd. Then you have the tree. What's the tree? The tree is going to be whatever it is that you're willing to do to overcome the crowd, to get around the crowd, to see through the crowd. That's your tree. And then you have encounter. Your encounter with Jesus that could change your life. So now we know who we are, right? We have an idea of who Jesus is. But what about the crowd? Who is your crowd? What is your crowd? You know, it's going to be different for everybody. We all have different things that keep us from Jesus, right? But I think there's some general things going on, right? I think in general, there's many, many, many people who for us, that crowd is just our daily life. The modern life that we live in, that's this busy, you know, a busy life as it's going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, never allowing us time for silence. Never allowing us time to see Jesus. For many people, that's our crowd. It's our life, our busy, busy life, the rat race that we're in. But maybe it's more the distractions, right? Like maybe it's our cell phones, our televisions, our hobbies. Whether good or bad, these are things that can keep us, that can distract us and keep us from being able to see Jesus. Or maybe it's the sin in our life that we just haven't been able to be freed from. The sin that is just lingering. We can't get out of the sin. Maybe that's your crowd. Or maybe it's all of them. Sometimes the crowd can get pretty big. Whatever it is, we got to figure out, what is it? What's your crowd? What's keeping you from Jesus? Then once you figure that out, then we got to find a tree. We got to find a tree that we can climb to overcome the crowd, to get around the crowd, to see through the crowd. And this could look different for everybody. Again, depending on your situation, this tree would look different. But I just want to throw out an example of what I think is a good tree to climb. And that's the daily examine. St. Ignatius of Loyola's daily examine. And if you don't know what that is, it's essentially this, it's this way to pray. It's a way that we pray. You can pray it every day. It's a daily examine, right? Daily. You do it every day. And it takes about 10 minutes. Usually you do it at the end of the day. If you could do it any time, but usually the end of the day works best. And in this prayer, I love this prayer for this circumstance, what I'm talking about, because it really follows a lot of the movements that I was talking about in the Christian life. So you start off the prayer by inviting Jesus into your prayer time. Right? You're seeking Jesus. So you invite Jesus into the prayer time, and you ask Jesus, to walk with me through my day. The day that I just experienced, Jesus, walk with me through that day. See, what we're doing is we're inviting Jesus into our busy day. So if the busyness of our life is what's keeping us from seeing Jesus, what we're doing here is we're actually inviting Jesus in and helping us to see him throughout our busy day. Jesus, help me to see, where were you active in my day today? You ask him to open your eyes to that. And maybe he'll open your eyes to how he was actually present to you through other people in your life. Maybe he was present to you through a coworker. Maybe he was present to you through a stranger on the street. Maybe through your family member. Where was Jesus, where were you present to me today? Where was he working in your life? Then after you've experienced that time where Jesus walks you through your day, then the next thing you do is you then ask Jesus, show me my blessings. Where have you blessed me this day? Where are the gifts that you've received? And you go through your day and you recognize all the times that you've been blessed throughout this day. And you just give thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for these blessings. See, so now what's happened is now you've had this time with Jesus. You've seen where he's been working in your day. You've thanked him for your blessings. You've had this time with Jesus, which then moves you then to repentance. Because the next step then is to walk through your day and find, where, Jesus, did I come up short? Where did I not live according to your plan? And then you simply ask for forgiveness for those times. And then you just move to a time to just spend with Jesus. And it's through this encounter with Jesus then that we resolve then to do better the next day and our life is changed. So this is just an example, right? It's an example of a tree we can climb, but I think it's a good tree. It's a good tree. So it's, you can climb this tree if you want, or figure out what's best for you in your life. Like right now, I have not been doing the examine, but I'll probably get back to it. But that's how it can work with our prayer life. We can come in and out of things in different phases of our life. And maybe this is a tree you want to climb now. But whatever it is, whatever tree that you want to climb, whatever your crowd is, you guys, what is your crowd? Have you thought about that? Like, what is the crowd in your life? What is keeping you from seeing Jesus? Whatever that crowd is, whatever trees that you want to climb, the reality is it all comes down to this. It's a question of, whatever the tree, are you willing to climb it? Are you willing to climb that tree? To be able to look over the crowd, to be able to see Jesus, are you willing to climb the tree so that you can see Jesus and so that Jesus can see you? Because the thing is, you guys, the reality is, like, sometimes the crowd in our life, it can get big, it can get huge. There is so much out there keeping us from seeing Jesus. So are you willing to climb the tree? To climb the tree? Because we can't expect to see Jesus if we're not. If we want Jesus in our life, we need to climb the tree so we can see him and he can see us. And he can come to us. We can hear him call us by name and enter into our life. Are you willing to climb the tree to have an encounter with Jesus that could change your life?